Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Chris Mack, to me, feels like he's a notch below kind of what the expectation at Louisville is for a coach.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, hold on, Buttermilk waddles like he's wearing a diaper.
And James Strebel.
I hope I see Strebel in the streets, Andy. I hope I see him on Cardinal Boulevard.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Louisville fans deep in our hearts right now, we know. Kentucky's going to come in November. They're going to line up. They're going to point to that spot, and they're going to say, we're running Chris Rodriguez right there. Try to stop it. And unfortunately, Louisville fans know you're probably not going to.
Hour. Appreciate Chris D'Amino and Pat Forty joining us today. The Tailspin Ale Fest people in here.
Been packed today.
That's what we've been doing today.
A lot of business being done. Yeah.
Need to clear some time for Strebel today. How does that sound?
You got
a hot take today?
I'll listen to Rummage talk like that all day.
Did you?
I would love that.
Rummage has been saying that. I saw this on Twitter, and I don't know if this. I meant to ask Rummage if this is like the thing going on behind the scenes. But Rummage is like, you need to demote Brian Brown today.
Flip the keys.
You need to flip the keys to Court Denison. You need to let Court Denison eat in Florida. That's the new thing, that Satterfield doesn't want his assistants in Florida, which he would be the only person ever to say that.
Ever.
That would be like, I don't know, I hate bacon. I don't know. What would be
Well, bacon isn't kosher.
Since when do you care about that?
Yeah, I
love bacon cheeseburgers.
I'm not worried about your kosherness.
I'm just saying there aren't people out there.
Okay. I didn't think you were worried about your kosherness.
I just love him go, bacon's not kosher, and then the next breath, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't?
The greatest.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, recruiting in Florida and Georgia, I don't know.
Right, that's where you go.
But, like, that's, I mean, Rummage was saying that, and that was, like, a Twitter thing I meant to bring up today. Like, I don't know why we're starting the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm like, Court Denison must think that his name is being sullied in all this by how bad the defense is.
I mean, can you imagine
Which is probably right, it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine Scott Satterfield, like, getting his staff together? It's like, you know, we got to recruit. But just don't go into Florida. Don't go into Florida. Wherever we go, don't go to. That can't be real. That's not true. They just can't. I mean, they have no cachet anywhere.
Texas says Jason Entz lost 37 units today.
37. What was he betting on? There wasn't anything going on today, right? I'm sure there's soccer somewhere. I'm seeing soccer on the TV. Yeah. There's soccer somewhere. I saw it's all El Clasico on the TV behind
me. What the hell's El Clasico? Soccer ain't in my language. Okay. K-Wood didn't call soccer. He called basketball.
Right.
Kosher. What's kosher? Is that fancy? Is that vegan, vegetarian?
Kosher pickles.
Texas says the Big Ten's so bad you need one of their backup quarterbacks to save your team. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's fine. Who's on your team?
They're probably going to use Levis last Saturday.
They could have used him last Saturday.
I know, but it's funny.
He might have thrown four picks.
Maybe.
Texas says, I like how the guy thanked James after setting up how Georgia was literally going to kill Will Levis. And also, Strebel didn't say a word.
Yeah, no. He's like, thanks, James. I'm like, I appreciate that, Chris. I didn't talk at all during the interview. And you just basically said that the Georgia team's going to crush Kentucky.
Was going to kill them.
Yeah, kill them.
No, was going to kill Will Levis.
Yeah.
That was Chris.
Actual death.
That was Chris not knowing who you are and just thanking you.
Yes.
He was being nice.
Oh, I'm not mad.
How that came off.
I'm not upset. Nice. Yeah, he was being a nice guy.
Like, it was like the Georgia guy just thanking Kentucky for being 6-0 so they could be on a big stage.
As confident as he is about Georgia, and I don't blame him, I would be too, I mean, he was kind of down a little bit on the offense. I mean, he's basically saying, for Georgia, it's just defense. Like, the offensively, they're just like, whatever. Well, so, yeah, you know, we'll see.
That's kind of the story under Kirby Smart for like 5-6 years now.
Yeah, but hearing a Georgia, like, media person and fan, like, come on the air and say that was a little, I was taken aback a little bit.
Texas says, does Strebel want to puke now?
No. I feel great. I don't want to puke. Why would I want to puke? Everyone's saying that. It's not like he was the first one to say, hey, guess what? Georgia's going to kick Kentucky's ass. Like, I've never heard. I haven't heard that at all since last Saturday. And that's all you hear. I mean, everyone's picking Georgia by a ton.
If Kentucky loses by a healthy margin to where we're like, ooh.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
What are you going to do on Twitter with these Louisville fans? Because you have a decision to make.
I mean, I'm going to be mean and ugly. Oh, okay. I'm going to tell them to bleep off. Okay. I'm going to tell every single one of them to go to their poverty football program and to get the hell out of here. That's what I'm going to do, Andy. I'm going to tell them you have a poverty football program. You have a poverty football coach. You have a poverty football crowd. You go sit in that. Go sit in it. Don't talk to me about being 6-1 and trying to make fun of that. Shut up. You lost to Wake Forest and Virginia. Shut up. I don't care how bad Kentucky gets beat on Saturday against Georgia. You get your ass whooped by Ole Miss, who got dog walked by Alabama. And you want to sit there and them dudes just got embarrassed by Matt Corral. And it's still Ole Miss still has no defense. They still can't play defense worth a bleep. And Louisville couldn't score on them. Couldn't score. So I'll tell every single one of them to take a flying F word.
Look, Jax is leaving. He just left.
He did leave.
He left. He's done.
What's going on? What happened?
I think he's opening the door probably for Taylor Lynch.
Or maybe
Ethan Moore.
LSL's right after the show.
By the way, I mean, Taylor Lynch, he's still allowed in the studio.
Oh, what, for the twerking?
He twerked.
He did twerk. And I saw it on Twitter, and I was a little...
You wish you could do that with your body?
I can't. Well,
I know you.
I don't know if I wish I could. I don't know. I mean, what would be the benefit to me if I could do that?
By the way, it's our new hire, Chris.
I know he did a great job Saturday. He was in here on Saturday.
He's a Kentucky fan.
He was. He had that same hat on. We were celebrating. He was ready. He was pumped, ready to go.
You even know each other.
Yeah.
Hugged you.
No, we shook hands or high fives.
Kentucky hat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the K on his hat looking good. Chris did a great job, by the way.
Great, yeah. By the way, here's what I love. I said earlier today, Jack, that at about 5:15, Strebel blows up every day, and it's 5:11, and he did it again. Wow. And this was after Strebel said, I didn't want to give a hot take on Cats Illustrated. He wanted to respect the message board.
No, it's not about respecting it.
He doesn't mind
it.
Calling everyone a poverty bum and everything else.
Well, the difference is, like, on the message board, like, there's nothing to get that response going for me. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be like an ignition point. There's no ignition point. It's just like I read something and I read it and say, I don't like this. This is what I think. But that text was, or your point there,
right,
where you're like, you know, how are you going to battle these Louisville fans? That was an ignition point.
Because, well, you need to know.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
I don't respect them. I don't respect them or their opinions about football.
Yeah, but you're going to battle them. I'll battle them.
But I don't respect them. I'll put them in their kitty corner where they belong.
Texas says, when Rummage fights Ents, who's Strebel going to stand behind?
That's two grown men that got to deal with it themselves.
Texas, so who are you going to stand by?
I'm not neither one of them. It's two grown men got to figure it out.
It's like Air Bud when, like, isn't there like a clown on one end?
Who are you going to go to, Air Bud?
That would be Strebel.
Yeah.
Strebel would go to Rummage. Texas says, what is Strebel's sister going to be for Halloween?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm not going to read that.
I'm sure there's some suggestions. I don't know what she's going at.
It says I have a big bowl of candy.
Good for you. The popcorn situation, I guess. I don't know.
Texas says, if UK knocks Bennett out of the game, does anyone score? No. It has N 0-0.
I mean, last year's result, as pissed off as I was at last year's result, I'd take, like, I was to the point where I'd like,
14-3
would
be great.
It would be great.
14-3 would be great for Kentucky fans.
Last year I was so mad at that game.
It'd be a win. If Kentucky lost 14-3, they'd be in the situation to where they wouldn't move in the polls. They'd be number 11. They might go up, depending on what happens. Again, this is a bad weekend. Ole Miss would be, I think Ole Miss is the only team that I think could lose in front of Kentucky this week. Everyone else, I mean, it should be relatively easy.
Usual. predictable.
Of course, you never know. Yeah. I just don't think this is a great weekend. We've had some good weekends of college football.
Last weekend was great.
I would say two of the weekends out of the first six or seven are going to be kind of dogs. And I think this is one of those, because if Kentucky and Georgia doesn't live up to the billing, of course, the billing is a three-touchdown game.
Yeah.
So that's the billing. So it might live up to the belling.
Yeah.
Or the billing. Texas says, Strieble knows the fluke is over. Louisville Twitter is going to assemble and bury him on Saturday.
And I'll bury your asses by saying facts that you're bums, you're 3-3, nobody cares about you, your conference stinks, and you can't.
Pat Forty said you're low-end ACC.
Yeah, low-end ACC, so I'll just use Pat words against you. And it's not like it's a good ACC.
That's our friend Detox.
I know it is. Yeah. He's leading the train.
He's called the game
the humbling. It's the third game in a row he's called the humbling, by the way.
He's got nothing right now.
I know. His
Bills
are good. Cardinals
are bad.
His Bills are good.
He thought LSU would be the humbling.
Yeah. I mean, every game was the humbling. I mean, they've all been the humbling. And he's been wrong every time. So, yeah.
Texas says, do you think Ents can fight? I mean, what do you think?
Come on, guys.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think?
No.
What are you doing?
Why are you putting me in that spot, Texter?
Texas says, did Big Boy wear his wrinkled pants for picture day today?
I wore jeans.
Did you? Let me look at you.
Yeah.
Hang on. I can stand up.
Hold on.
No, you can watch you stand up for me there. There you go. Little jeans. There you go. Look good.
Coat on. And the shirt was tucked in. It wasn't untucked like it is now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, someone has responded. Brandon has responded to Strieble on Cats Illustrated.
All right.
Strieble finally on Cats Illustrated wondered how long it's been since Calipari has landed a truly elite big man that was ready to go his freshman season. Was Bam the last one? Brandon says the following. This is one hot take. I expect nothing less coming from an all-district high school football player from the state of Indiana.
There it is.
Please keep bringing the content.
Thank you, Brandon.
He doesn't even answer the question. I knew it would be it.
Because it's a terrible question.
Was he going to go with Kentucky fans with Nick Richards?
Kentucky fans have thought, A, that their recruits are great, but all of these transfers they thought are great. Olivier Saar.
Terrible.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he was. Andy, he was terrible. Andy,
we're not saying terrible.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't terrible. He was just disappointing.
I'd argue he's about what he was.
I would argue you missed that many game-winning shots.
Oh, Lord.
And you go as many games as he went without even sniffing a double-double. He was terrible.
He was terrible.
He was terrible. I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He was terrible. Out of all of the big guy transfers that Cal's brought in, Reed Travis, Nate Sestina, Olivier Saar, he ranks last. He ranks to me below Nate Sestina.
You'll love this. 437-9680. So this happens occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay? And I apologize to this individual, but I just got a text from somebody.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know who it is, and I don't see another text from them at another point.
So it's a new texter?
Well, no, this is someone who knows my number, and I have not saved their number.
Oh.
So I'm the bad guy here.
Oh, I get that
a
lot.
This individual writes in and says, since I can't text the text line, and so I don't know if Diener blocked them, we'll find out.
Right.
It says, ask Strieble about the foursome of Diener, Blank, Lang, and Stillman. They were all on the air together at one time.
That's
a haymaker.
That is a haymaker. That's the Mount Rushmore of ESPN Louisville.
You should have seen the guys. I loved it. Today you had Nicky DeBoot.
Yeah.
Okay. You had Nicky DeBoot.
Yeah.
And you had Jack Grossman. And I don't know if Pat was there. I don't know. But it was pretty much...
Patton Process
okay.
also. And
yeah.
Phil Baker.
And so everyone was around Brandon Lang. And this is his moment.
Oh, yeah. He's a star.
Yeah. And Brandon Lang is telling jokes, right? And I hear this. This is while the power was out and we're all sitting around the dark. There was this roar of laughter. And Phil Baker literally said, he just told one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard in my life. And I'm like, really?
It was something.
Yeah. But I mean, there was a roar of laughter. I mean, it sounded like Kentucky media.
With John Calipari.
With Stoops and Cal occasionally.
Yeah, except this was actually funny.
By the way, I got thinking about it. Next week, when we go to UK Media Day.
Yeah.
What's Strieble asking Calipari?
I'm still thinking about it.
We got to get you up there.
Yeah, I'll ask questions.
You got to ask the Mike Big Ben.
Man,
that's not naming anyone specific. So that's not naming names. So he's not breaking the NCAA rules.
I don't know. That's one where, like, I don't know if I want that to be my first question to John Calipari. Like, hey, buddy.
Come on, Big Reed.
Where's Derek Lively? Why isn't he here?
We can't talk
you
about
recruiting. I know you can't. Exactly. I don't know. I can't talk recruit names. I know.
Paint with a broad brush.
Oh, paint with a broad brush. Okay. Yes. I'm still thinking on it. It'll be good.
Listen to Jim Gray in there. Yeah. He's giving you a journalism, how you ask questions to coaches.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah.
But you got to ask something.
I'm going to. I'll ask something.
Jason Entz gets scared.
So, you know.
You asked Stoops two questions.
I asked Stoops two questions. I asked Liam Cohen one question.
Good enough.
I did, and I wasn't afraid to do it. I mean, John Wong said I blew everybody away in there.
With all my
audacity to cut in front of Larry Vaught in the question line.
God, I need Larry Vaught to... I need him.
He's going to be there.
I need him to have an intern.
He's going
to
have the intern harem.
I need him to have an intern.
He didn't have one at the football.
Just for me.
Yeah.
Okay? Just to make me happy.
Yeah.
Okay? Just you understand what I'm saying? Now, we're going to eat lunch there, too.
Oh, I'm excited about
that. So, I mean, is that one of those things? I mean, there's going to be a table. There's going to be some KSR guys there.
Oh, I'm gonna let I don't you, know where to sit.
I'm going
to
let you pick the table.
Hold on a second.
I mean, it's going to be all the meat. I'm going to let you pick the table. Oh, if you want to sit with Scribes, and you want to sit with Story, and you want to sit with Clay.
Jerry Tipton.
If you want to sit with Blogger Boys or Radio. I mean, whatever you want to do. This is all you want to say with Nick Roush? We can make that happen.
I was going to say, there's only a handful of people that I know.
Soccer? DJ Walker?
He probably won't be there.
He probably won't be there, but there's only like a handful of people that I've actually talked to or met in person. And gosh, I mean, it's Jack Pilgrim. He'll be there. I've talked to Jack.
That's the first one.
He's such a guest.
We've done podcasts together.
Jack Pilgrim.
I mean, if I want to get
Taylor
the,
Lynch. Taylor Lynch just arrived.
Sad. He's wearing a tight polo he's got on there.
Well, yeah. Have you not seen the definition of his abs and pecs?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And I would wear that shirt, too. But yeah, that's a great question, Andy. I would have to ruminate on that, too.
You need to think about both
Do I go boldly and just go, where's Matt Jones and Ryan Lippman? I just sit with them.
Here's what you
need. What's up, fellas?
Here's what you need to ask Cal. Hey, Cal.
Hey, Cal.
Hey, Cal.
James Strebel, see you blue.
You gonna call him Cal, or you gonna call him Coach, or you gonna call him John?
Hey, Cal.
Johnny C?
Hey, Cal. You need to ask him, hey, Cal, why is this year gonna be our year for number 9?
Oh,
yeah, just something
like
gas
that.
Bag like that.
I like that. I
it's
like
such
that.
A gas bag question. I would puke if
is
you
this close? Is this team closer to 38-1 or 2012? Which one? What's it resemble
Texas
most?
Texas says, ask Cal if Cameron Fletcher is still part of La Familia.
I don't think there's any bad blood
about,
there.
Khalil Whitney.
Well, I don't think Khalil Whitney is.
Texas says, so is Sar trash for missing all those game-winning shots, or Calipari for having him take all those game-winning shots that he's missed?
Could be a combination of both.
I will say last year when... Didn't Sar, when he tried to pass it to Askew, and it got intercepted, whatever game that was.
He fell in the middle of the court.
And they fell, and there was tears. I laughed my ass off at them. Like, I laughed at a grown man crying.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I was uncontrollable laughter. How
That's
funny that was.
He cried in multiple games.
Multiple games.
Multiple games the man cried. That's how miserable that season was. Absolutely. He just plays like just crying and getting hugged.
Texas says, hey, Cal, are we right?
That's a job. I can't steal John Wong's thunder. He'll be. Do I sit with John Wong?
Jack, find the legendary John Wong sound. In fact, any John Wong sound
that's
right
when he
now
introduced
would be,
himself to everybody.
Would be fantastic. And I know. By the way, maybe I need you to send me a picture. I know you got a bunch of sound today. Did you send a sound sheet? I know hell was breaking loose. We didn't have
sound
power.
Sheet was the one thing I didn't get.
Okay,
to make. I'll send you a pic.
No, that's fine. Send me a pic.
Ooh,
send me that pic over
little
there.
Little Jack Grossman pic.
At some point. I sent this to Big Easy. Seth Davis wrote an article about IU basketball and talked about Mike Woodson and Bobby Knight. And I showed it to Jack today at like 11 o'clock, and his head sunk into his hand.
Oh.
And I don't know why I brought it up other than it's just sitting here right now.
What did he say? Did he respond?
He basically told me, how are you going to deal with this when Bobby Knight dies? And I go, I don't know. We're going to have you on the air.
Good God!
Yeah, he went to death.
With the death automatically.
He went to death.
Isn't he on a beach somewhere? Should he be happy?
He's always on a beach.
I know. That's why I brought it up. Yes, I was like, is he on a beach?
Is he on a beach? Yes.
He's on a beach.
Hi, John. John Huang, Nola Media.
you didn't complain quite as much this year when the brackets first came out. And now CBS has given you two relatively decent start times. Do you think that the paranoia of the world question. Against John Calipari may have been ratcheted down a little bit this year?
Oh, what a question.
I just say, is it paranoia if you turn around and a guy's chasing you and you can see the knife? I'm not sure that's paranoia. You just run like hell. I'm not.
That's a great answer, man.
That's
a great question.
I missed that cow. That's the cow we need back. Cocky cow. Haymakers.
Find, are we right?
Yeah, are we right?
All I mean is, are we right?
Yeah. That one was labeled as "Are we right?"
Happy Thanksgiving.
If someone saved over the "Are we right?", I'm going to fist fight every one of you.
We'll fly to St. Louis if we find out Mitch.
No, it's probably not Mitch. Maybe it would be Mitch. I don't know.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's a good one, too.
Texas says Lang's not a star. I didn't call him a star.
I think I did.
You called him a star?
I think I may have.
Star.
Yeah, I don't mean, well,
what are him and Dean are doing tonight, do you think?
Double dogs.
What do those guys do? Is it double dogs with Darren Rogers?
Yeah, well, double dogs
Blank
tonight.
Blank can't go, by the way. Blank, here's the thing. They're going to Blank's not going to Florida now.
Oh, he didn't tell me that.
Well, he doesn't have to clear everything by you.
Well, I didn't. We were talking about Florida yesterday.
Well, yeah, just yesterday. And so what's happened here is now Blank is wondering, do I go to Keeneland with the boys on Friday with B. Lang and Diener and whoever else
and
is
all
going.
The other luminaries are going to be on that
Everyone
bus.
Everyone else who's going to be on the bus. And I knew how this was going, but Blank kind of asked this question. And I could, and he goes, well, can I bring my wife?
Oh, no.
And Diener had to be like, no, this is one of those trips where
this is treehouse.
The wife can't be on the party bus with Brandon Lang. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because there could be things said and jokes told.
There will be things said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Blank's like, I'll drive separate and maybe, he's going to be in a swanky suite.
And meet you guys there.
Maybe we come down with the peasants and we hang out. How about that?
Man, I mean, that kind of made me sad a little bit. Can I bring my wife? And Diener's like, no.
Always the guy that's got to bring the girlfriend or
the
wife.
Not
this time.
No,
buddy.
Not on this bus. No, this
not
is
this time.
As Diener said about fantasy football, that's his treehouse. No ladies allowed.
John, you just finished up your 10th regular season here at what you profess is your dream job. So, first of all, congratulations. We should all be that lucky.
John, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys too.
We still haven't found the gold medalist.
I know we haven't.
Listen, you're giving me Hall of Famers, but I need the Hall of Famer. I don't know what to tell you.
That happy
I'm not satisfied. Oh, the happy Thanksgiving.
That's
great.
John,
you just finished up your 10th regular season.
Look at every piece of sounds labeled wrong.
Yeah.
Texas says Cal's a bum and the game has passed him by. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, go. Back Mac. I'll just say back Mac.
Back Mac.
Back Mac. Big Mac.
Texas says, if Diener sat on one side of a seesaw.
So 6 straight wins since the reboot. Are we right?
What was that labeled, Jack?
It was one of like 8 things labeled Are We Right?
Like, wow.
There's at least a dozen different things that are labeled Are We Right?
Why are there 12 things labeled Are We Right?
And 11 of them aren't Are We Right.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot the reboot.
Yeah, it was a basic.
Give us the reboot again.
Are we right?
Oh man,
is when he announces.
So 6 straight wins since the reboot. Are we right?
Man,
now, what team was the reboot team?
Every team.
There was a tweak team. I think was the reboot team the Kevin Knox team.
I think that may have been
the reboot team.
Maybe the Ulis Murray team.
The what?
The Ulis Murray team? Maybe?
No.
Because they were consistently really good all year.
Yeah, they were pretty good. I think that was the Kevin Knox team.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What will get you to rip Kentucky on Saturday?
Oh, if they just look embarrassing.
Are we right?
Not that. You play that after Kentucky gets beat 72-10, now I won't be mad. But no.
Are we right?
If they get blasted and just look like they don't belong on the field at all, then I'll be upset because I think that'd be an opportunity. And like I said this yesterday, you get blasted like that, you get your bye week, and then heat's on for Mississippi State. I mean, heat is on for Mississippi State if you get blasted and look terrible against Georgia. That'll make me mad. If they lose and they're in it, out of it, and then Georgia kind of pulls away at the end, I won't be that upset.
Right.
But if it's just like if it's like Arkansas, 21-0, first quarter, done. Then I'll be irate. Yeah.
Texas says, so what will Strieble do if someone posts a reply he doesn't like on Cats Illustrated? Does he call or DM Roland demanding deletion? Well, you did that one other time on a Sea of Blue.
It's different.
You erase comments, but you have power there. Here you don't have power. You're paying for a service.
Right, exactly. So, I won't say, hey, take that down. If they want to go and rip me, I don't care.
All right.
It's a big difference.
Well, go rip Strieble on Cats Illustrated.
Yeah, have at it.
Yeah, how about that? Let's take a break. 437-9680. Why is Lincoln Riley all upset? Mm. Tyler Hero said something in a follow-up on Chris Mack. We can do that next. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's Wednesday. Another half an hour to go here on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says photo sessions are rescheduled every day. Grow some daddy.
All right, you okay? Again, all these big, tough married men on here that just boss their wives around the house. All of them talk tough on the text line.
And James Strieble.
But when it comes down to it, I bet when mama walks in the room, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, what are we having tonight? Just a microwave dinner?
Yes, that's okay,
ma'am. Sounds delicious, honey.
That sounds great.
Oh, Salisbury steak, Stouffer's, okay. Whatever you want to give me.
Yeah,
yes, I'll take it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
At Memphis, 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff there in Memphis. It's Lou City and Memphis 901 FC, and it's on all stations tonight, 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Plus, coming up tomorrow, you can catch Soccer City right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. What are you smiling about over there?
No, nothing.
You're just smiling.
Just smiling.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. Soccer. I don't know.
You're smiling for the Lou City game.
Yeah, smiling for the Lou City game. That's what it is.
I don't think that's it.
Memphis 901 is a big match tonight.
There you go.
I don't know if things ain't on the line, but yeah.
Did Entz bet against Lou City? I know he's been betting against some of the local teams lately.
Has he really?
Is what I've been told. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he bet on them to win Saturday.
I think so.
But I don't know. I can't follow into soccer bets. He has soccer bets that are public. He has soccer bets that are secret.
Right.
So I don't know the difference between secret soccer bets and public soccer bets. So I don't know. I can't follow it.
It's understandable that you wouldn't know. That's exactly
right.
He's
not transparent.
No, he's not. And we all know that's the case.
Yes.
And it is what it is. And we don't like it. But, what are we going to do?
Those are the cards we've been dealt.
Those are the cards that we've been dealt. 437-9680. Okay. Have you seen the story? Jack, I'm sure you probably have seen it. Have you guys seen the story about the Oklahoma newspaper, student newspaper?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
So, obviously, Caleb Williams, the freshman there.
He came in and blew out Texas in the end.
And he comes back against Texas. So, I mean, obviously, everyone is believing that Lincoln Riley is going to go to him on Saturday. So, I believe that Caleb Williams will get the start. I don't even know who they play, or he'll get a nice number of the majority of the snaps. I do think they'll have some plays for Spencer Rattler. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And so that's one side of the story. We don't follow Oklahoma football, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
The OU student newspaper.
Okay.
From a public building. I don't know which building.
Okay.
Went up in a public building.
Oh, no. They didn't do. I think I know what they did.
Spied on practice.
Oh.
And reported that Caleb Williams was getting first team reps.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's journalism on the student.
So you're giving them a round of applause.
Yeah, I am giving them a round of applause. Yes.
There you go.
I like it. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure Lincoln Riley hated it.
Well, that's the
thing.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley and OU have canceled availability the rest of the week.
They canceled and availability?
One of the things I fall in love with every week is how sensitive football coaches are.
I mean, come on. And I like Lincoln Riley.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine. I like Lincoln Riley,
too. Yeah, I think he'll be an NFL coach one day. I mean, that's kind of like his trajectory.
Yeah,
I think he's like a Cliff Kingsbury type guy. But, I mean, that's such a – that what is it with these coaches in the student newspaper? Coach K loves railing against the student newspaper. I mean, is it just easy?
I don't know.
Those are
the only two that I can think of. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's several, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I mean, it's easier to look at a college student and scold them than it is like Pat Forty or Jeff Goodman.
That's one of them, yeah.
I mean, it's just bullies.
I'm sure, yeah.
Bullies. Okay, so no, coaches
exactly
are bullies, and Lincoln Riley's being a bully.
Right.
And you can't, how dare you watch? But it's like, everybody knows who your starting quarterback is, dude.
Wow.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but that's
this
great.
Dude was awesome. Spencer Rattler stinks. You're going to play the dude that's awesome. So he's gonna be. Oh, they looked at my practice. How did the sacred practice of the sacred football practice, Andy? Sacred football practice.
Sacred.
How dare someone?
Remember, Bobby did that. Then he went 2-10. Remember, he used to do that. No one can look in our practice. It's like, dude, you stink.
Yeah.
You have
no one wants to look.
You have Lamar Jackson who just runs around.
Yeah, he runs around and makes things happen where nothing else is happening. He doesn't have any players to go to or throw to or hand the ball off.
What
to.
If
he just does
did
everything.
That? What if Stoops
I wouldn't
did
like
that?
It. I wouldn't
the,
like
what
it.
What if the Kentucky Colonel did that?
I wouldn't like
they
it.
They found out that Kentucky had a few Bo Allen wrinkles.
Oh, I'm
little
sure.
Bo Allen
wrinkles. You'd be mad that there were Bo Allen wrinkles.
Yeah, I would be mad that they're integrating Bo Allen into the Georgia game plan.
What if Stoops just threw Bo Allen out there to die instead of Will Levis? It's like
mystery injury for Levis.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Well, it's a mystery injury.
He doesn't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Bears did that with Justin Fields and Andy Dalton because game one they faced the Rams. Like, you know, you're dying.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like,
Aaron Donald will kill
you. I'm a Giants fan, so like Daniel Jones is going to play. Like Joe Judge is like, you're going to rub dirt on that concussion. Like, you're going to rub some damn dirt
on it. Out there.
But I'm like, he's going to die this week.
Well, that's...
Just let Sean Glennon in his substantially long neck die.
He looks
let
like a bottle.
Let that guy die.
He looks like a beer bottle, Sean Glennon. Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon. He looks like a beer
Wait,
bottle.
Is it Sean Glennon or
it's
Mike Glennon?
Glennon?
Who's Sean Glennon?
I think
Glennon?
It was Mike Glennon, the NC
State
quarterback,
Glennon.
Right?
Yeah, same
Sean,
guy.
Who's Sean Glennon?
Did you maybe mix up Sean McVay and Mike Glennon? Because we're talking about the Rams there.
I would never do that.
Well, I know.
One's an older man with a long neck, and he's not attractive. And one, I follow his wife on Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
I'll let you decide which one's which.
Right. Well, I mean, Jason Entz has said on these airways.
What
did
Jason Entz said on these airways?
He said, just play all the backups against Georgia. I'm like,
heaven.
No.
Oh, it's just.
Did
no.
he actually say that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He
when did.
Did
he say that?
I believe he said it during the postgame show.
Why aren't you? Why? We need help with that. It's Entz says something stupid. You got to let us know.
It's hazy. Those things.
Sean Glenn was a former quarter back. He played at Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
for the Vikings.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also has a very long neck.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I guess it's the last name Glennon. It's in the genetics.
Texas says we need an Entz Mitch betting contest. Texas says, does Brandon Lang like sleeping in Blank and Baker's room?
Why does this have this nightlight in here?
Brandon Lang was shirtless and hugged Diener's mom today.
Huh?
That's it. How
did that happen?
How did it not
were they
happen?
Swimming? Or did he just walk around with his shirt off? Were they in the pool? I mean,
were they in the pool? Dieter doesn't. We mean, were they in the pool?
Well, I know they have a pool.
Dieter doesn't have a pool.
No, it's in the neighborhood pool.
The neighborhood pool's not open on October
13th. Well, I don't know.
It's 40 degrees out.
Well, why else does he not
well,
have
you know,
a shirt
because
on?
Because Dieter gets mad every year when they close it on Labor Day.
Well, I know, but.
He should be.
Yes,
it should
he should.
Be, it should
it's
be
justifiably
open.
Mad.
Yeah, right. it should be open, what, at least 2-3 weeks
yeah.
beyond Labor Day, at least. Yeah.
I just don't understand how the shirt comes off.
Brandon Lang?
Yeah.
Because he's cut.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him. I don't
well,
know.
Well, now he's cut.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's into, like, lifting and, like, bodybuilding and, like, GNC
so
and all
like,
that.
So he's, like, strutting around here with no shirt on today?
Well, no, he had a shirt on here. I mean, he could have taken it off. I got no problem with that. Yeah.
I'm just curious about this story. Huh.
Texas says, what if the UK student paper snuck into a building and spied on Stoops' practice? Only to reveal two things. Number one, UK is getting humbled this weekend. Number two, Big Dog's headset still not plugged in. Well, no one thinks his headset is plugged
nobody
in.
Nobody does.
Nobody.
No one has ever. That's not news.
No, that's not news at all. And again, we know most likely what's going to happen. Again, with the humbling. Like, yeah. You've been humbled. I mean, you've been humbled against
crap. Have Louisville fans been humbled?
I think so. At least for this week.
Some that lash out.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack, what do we have sound-wise? We should play some sound.
Yeah,
here.
We got some blank.
We got some Brandon goodness. Lang. We got some Rummage.
Oh, man.
Those are three really good choices there. I don't know. I think...
Can give me a caller Nate. Yeah.
That is a place to start.
Yeah, I think that's the place.
Okay.
I had enough of cancel culture, I guess. It's really what it is. And then anytime I see any of this, I look for anything in the world to make it worse in my own mind. But I don't, I mean, you got... Is Eminem coming in? Is Eminem doing the thing?
Yes. It's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, right?
And married a few other people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Eminem's got a song where he talks about another singer named Moby, and he says some bad stuff. But the NFL seems to be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the yeah but though with Gruden. I mean,
I'm not trying to do that. It's just
he hit him with cancel culture and Moby. And poor
Eminem singing about.
Let's not do
yeah
but. Let's just not do
that.
Yeah.
Not a
winner. Is that blank?
It's blank at the end. Just goes yeah. Man. Moby.
And I know Jack has no idea what we're talking about here. And I don't know if he should. I really don't know if he should.
Yeah.
Jack, do you know who Moby is? Let's start there. Because I contend you should know who Moby is.
No, I do not.
Chris, you know who Moby is, yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah.
He's like kind of an electronic music star in
Thank
the
90s. You.
Yes.
Okay. I love the two things I have with Gruden is the people that want consistency.
Yeah.
From the NFL, I wonder how much they want it with their own teams. I always laugh at that because that's one of the things that I always get beat over the head with is when I try to give you consistency. And how is the NFL just always get away with this stuff? They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to ruin Gruden's career.
The Shield.
Yeah. They always get away with it. And I was like, ah, Gruden's a racist. What time's the game on Sunday?
Yeah, they just move right along.
There's some owners. You might
Daniel
have an owner.
Snyder.
You know what time they play on Sunday? It's like they always win, man. You can't beat them.
No,
you can't beat them no matter what.
Yeah, because then everyone's gonna be tuned into the Red Zone on Sunday and watching. And I mean, the NFL said they want all the emails now. They want all of it. So we'll see what happens from there. I mean, who else?
I don't
is involved?
Care what the NFL thinks. I mean, I just don't believe anything.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. That was gonna be my question. Do you really think they want to know who's in all these emails or like what all these emails say?
No, I think they do.
You think you do?
Yeah.
Which is like Bill Belichick's in those emails.
I think they absolutely do.
Okay. I think it's a little false bravado.
By the way, did you see Leo Weekly? They had their, they do the Leo, the best of
Leo. Oh, yeah, I know. I lost. Who did I lose to?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, we didn't really do the whole
campaign. Right.
Best local website. Number three, our friends at stateoflouisville.com.
Really? Congrats to State of Louisville. There we go. Way to go. Wow. Who's number one?
WDRB.com.
Okay. Congrats to both Itch and Crawford.
Oh, Kiki's got a new one.
And congrats to
Kiki's got a new one.
Does he?
Kiki's got a new one.
It's been a while. I haven't seen a new one. Yeah. Well, that's a good. That's her best in a while. I like the bikini pics. Those are the best ones. That's a good one. Where is she again?
I don't know.
It's Acapulco.
I don't know.
Of course she is. Why wouldn't she be in Acapulco? Well, I'm sitting here in Louisville, Kentucky, looking at the gray sky. She's in Acapulco with her bum tennis player boyfriend.
I'm trying to find her on here.
Who?
Kiki? Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Oh.
First like. Cooper Heston.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Like any IG model, Cooper Heston.
Yeah, yeah. The man's got his likes and his dislikes, and he likes his IG models.
If you were at a beach, if you go to Mexico,
yeah.
You're supposed to go to Mexico
in January.
In January.
Yep. into January.
If a young lady who resembled Kiki walked up to you and your wife and wanted you to put sunscreen on her back, how does that conversation go?
I'd say, why can't she do it?
So that's what you're going
to
do.
I'd be like, well, I'm not going to do that, but you know, if you'd want her like her to, she might help you out. I'm not putting sunscreen on her back. I'm not.
I love how he's so adamant against it. I'm not. I'll never do that. I'll do a lot of things, but I'll never do that.
You don't want a plated dinner?
What?
A plated dinner?
What are you talking about?
Texas says,
talking about Keeneland. Peter found Keeneland pretentious and Blaine couldn't believe it.
Texas says, Sean and Mike Glennon are brothers.
Are they? Well, then it is genetic then if they have long necks.
Texas says, humbled LMAO. We won't be humbled until we lose to a team 25 years in a row. I don't know if that's a Louisville fan saying that.
I'm confused. I don't know.
It's got to be a Louisville fan.
Yeah, it's got to be. They've lost to Georgia now 11 straight.
So that's I think he was referencing the Florida and Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm just saying that that's the new streak is Georgia. They've lost 11 straight to Georgia now.
Texas says Jack Harlow's going to replace Marshall Mathers now.
No, please.
I don't know what you do with the conversation. I mean, it's not consistent.
No, it isn't.
Get rid of John Gruden and then have
Eminem.
And then have that group. But I don't care enough.
I don't care either.
I'm not going to go just absolutely scorched earth for John Gruden.
Right. Why would I do that? Exactly. I mean, John Gruden is not anyone that I'm like, wow. Like, who respects John Gruden? Like, who's out there is like, wow, John Gruden? How dare you?
Somebody does.
I guess somebody does. I'm not sure who, but okay. You're going to dom the
Texas
John Gruden.
Texas says, Dribble just said, I like the bikini pics. Strong take there, big guy.
What do you want me to say? Well, I mean, what should I say? You want me to explain the bikini to you? Have you never seen one before? Have you never seen an attractive woman in a bikini? What do you want me to do? Go look it up on your phone. It's not that hard. I mean, do you want me to get in depth? Did they want to know, like, the color of the bikini?
It was white.
It was a white bikini. Is that what you want?
See what my girl came in Nebraska's up to.
Oh, nothing. Yeah. That was,
she hasn't posted in a while.
Did you read her story?
No.
So her mom...
Oh, no.
You didn't read this? Oh, her mom was like, gave an interview. I forgot to what entity.
This is the girl that was dancing on
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Yes. She's like withdrawn from society because of this.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's what her mom said. Like, see.
No one knows.
People are like trying to like get, like journalists are trying to get a hold of her and calling her all the time. Yeah. People are trying to interview her and call her all the time. And people on social media is like.
What did a journalist say about Urban Meyer? What song was playing?
You know there's news people. You know there's was this a premeditated thing? Did you go home with them? I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of questions that these people want to know. And I'm sure she's getting all these requests from all these people to do interviews. Man. And she's like become a recluse. Her mom's like, I'm scared for her mental health and all this stuff.
Man.
I'm telling you. Yep.
It's not that big of a... Like, that story's done. We've moved on to racist coaches and owners in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Urban Meyer's he's sitting pretty now.
No one blames her. They're blaming Urban.
Yeah.
No one's blaming her.
Home wrecker. There could be that, too. You know he's a married man.
Texas says, don't say anything. Just grunt like you normally do, Rig.
Well, you like to hear me grunt? That's weird. That sounds like a fetish of yours you need to get taken care of. You can go, you know, listen to random grunts whenever you want. You can go back to the podcast, and anytime I grunt, you can listen to it over and over and over again as many times as you want. It's safe in perpetuity.
Texas says, I just spoke to Drew Franklin, and he's agreed to fill in for Strieble in the family pictures. Everybody wins, especially Strieble's family.
No.
How about that?
That wouldn't happen.
A little Drew Franklin moves in?
Nah. I'm good.
Jackie hates that. He hates the Drew Franklin stuff. I don't know why that gets you. It sticks in your craw, whatever.
And it's
craw
nothing
is.
Personal against
it,
him.
It really isn't.
I don't have anything against him.
Conversation.
No, I've not anything against him. Just these people. I don't know what it is about it, but it's like, you know, he's the handsomest blogger. I guess I don't know.
I guess that's.
I guess if you had to rank Kentucky bloggers' looks, he's number one with a bullet.
Is he number one?
I don't know. That apparently the texters think so.
Texas says, I'm not going to read the rest of this, but what does a reporter want to know? Did Urban thumb?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, well, yeah, I guess.
Those are other questions they could ask.
It's smut. S-M-U-T, smut.
It is smut.
Smut.
Smut, it's smut news.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Jack, we're limping to the finish line today. Listen, I've
you want some more sound?
I've given you 2 hours of Georgia, Kentucky.
Sports talk
and
hardcore.
And here's the thing. I have a follow-up. I was going to do a follow-up today, and if I don't do it today, it's not going to get done.
What?
But... I mean, yesterday, the Chris Mack stuff, it was fundamentally bothering me.
Really?
When Chris Mack said he's going to fight to the end.
To his last breath.
But it's like, we know you did it.
Well, that's another thing, yeah.
What's the...
He's like, what are you fighting?
The fight here is it level two or level three? And like, what can Chris Mack do to fight that? I don't know if he can do anything.
They have him on
it's up to them.
He's dead. They got him dead to rights.
Well, I mean,
with my last breath, I will fight those from my cold, dead hands.
That's so great, man. Really? Do you think Chris Mack would like that? Him and Charlton Heston back to back?
I think Chris Mack loves Charlton Heston.
I could see that.
Yes. I totally could see that being the case.
Him hearing that sound and being like, yeah.
But I don't know if Chris Mack like owns a firearm. I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. I don't know any of that. I don't know. I don't know if he's armed or not.
No one was quizzing you that you would know that. Well, I'm saying I don't know that either.
I thought there was a woman that was standing and watching us, and then when you did that, she shook her head and walked away.
Really?
She was eating ice cream.
Yeah, I did that. She saw me. That's great.
Oh, man.
She's disgusted at the large man in a blue shirt going, yeah.
Texas says, just the tip was replaced by his EP. How long before he goes postal at iHeart? Michael Bennett's like taking pictures in front of
KS Bar.
I don't want to call him a loser, but it feels like it's too easy just to call him a loser.
It's the obvious thing to say.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think he ended up taking that down.
He's a coward.
Yeah, he took that tweet down.
Gotcha.
He's
a backtracker.
Yeah.
Texas says, the difference is Gruden is an employee of the league. He represents an organization. Eminem is entertainment, has no ties to the league. I would actually agree with that.
Yeah, that's a good take.
If we're going to do semantics, Gruden is an employee, and Eminem is, in this case, a contractor worker.
Right.
And so, yes, if you're a contract worker, it's much easier to get rid of you than if you're a full-time employee.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Everyone knows that in their job.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I like that take.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Looking forward to the halftime show.
I love how scared his face got with the firearm thing. Your face, you look shocked.
It's a touchy subject.
It's not a touchy subject.
To some people it is.
You can own a gun.
No, I'm not again, but I know there are people out there that were like, on one side, they're like, hell yeah, Chris Mack's got a gun. And other people are like, yeah, guns are bad. I mean, anytime you talk anything like that, people are going to get hot takey about it. They just do.
Texas says, you guys need to play the political rummage segment from last Friday. Jack, you need to put this on your list. This happened, and I don't know, I think it happened at about 10:30.
It's like legendary
Not
sound.
Today, but supposedly rummage.
Last Thursday or Friday, wasn't
last
it?
Last Friday did gave a take.
Some political. Mitch McConnell, I believe, was involved.
I have not.
The debt ceiling was involved, maybe?
The debt ceiling?
That's what I heard. Heard he talked about the debt ceiling and McConnell and some other things. I don't know.
Does anyone here have an opinion on the debt ceiling?
I have no opinion on the debt ceiling.
None.
Seems like something that they had to do and didn't want to do. I don't know.
Well, what does that mean?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
He ventured in. With
I know.
Another
I know.
Take.
Like other Republicans are mad.
They're mad at Mitch.
McConnell for caving to the debt ceiling and raising it.
There is one that says MAGA Diener from Thursday and Friday.
That has nothing to do with it. No. Yeah, we can play that.
Now,
this hasn't been cut.
MAGA Diener is so bad. Now, how am I MAGA? If I'm saying pro vaccine, wouldn't that make me the other way?
Jack, Let's get out of here.
The other way.
What do we have? Bonus hour coming up, and then at 7:45, Lou City. What's coming up on the bonus hour? Do you have any idea today?
Stuff and things.
There we
go. All right. LSL's on, too.
From all four shows.
Yeah. Yeah. LSL's on.
I'm going to pop my head in there and say hello to the guys.
I'm sure they can't wait for that.
I'm sure. Yeah. They see my smiling faces there.
You're going to be so happy listening to them on the way home.
Yeah.
Being miserable about this Virginia game still from Saturday,
yeah,
aren't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's going to make your day.
It makes
your
my day.
15-20 minute drive home is going to be so much easier now that this is happening.
And Mitch will get all sassy about it. You like listening to sad radio, you jerk.
He will.
Cardinals lost and my Louisville lost. Big Rig, you suck.
Tomorrow we have what? Bozich, we have the Blitz, and what? Stuart Mandel,
yep,
I think?
Stuart Mandel tomorrow, 5:30.
We're locked and loaded tomorrow, so we're busy tomorrow. We'll get you ready for the game and a bunch of nonsense as well. 4379-680. I don't know why I was going to give you the take. We're not back after this. Bonus hour coming up next.